FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's 25 past 12. I've got a special guest in the studio. His name is Martin Ward. Welcome, Martin.
Good afternoon, Ian. Good to be here.
Now, you are from the Samaritans, but have you got an OBE or an MBE?
No, sadly.
You're working on it. It's a work in progress.
It depends if somebody notices.
Right, OK. Hey, look, you do fantastic work, and I know that in the last 24 hours there has been a day that it's on the calendar, and we were just discussing this. We shouldn't highlight this, you know, once a year. I think it should be highlighted whenever necessary, whenever we get the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yes, yesterday, the 10th of September, was World Suicide Prevention Day. Now, this is an initiative that began in 2003, so it's been going over 20 years, launched by the International Association for Suicide Prevention, and it's done in collaboration with the World Health Organization, and it's designed every year to try and highlight suicide as an issue. This year's theme, and they have a different theme every year, was called Changing the Narrative on Suicide. And what that means is that it's trying to emphasise the importance of conversation surrounding suicide, encouraging those who might be in the unfortunate position of feeling so low that they contemplate taking their own life, that there are alternatives. And to kick that off, maybe conversation is the way to go. So however difficult it is to talk about this subject, I think they're trying to encourage people to open up and express their feelings, talk about their mental health, talk about the situation that they find themselves in, as an aid to trying to find a solution to their particular issue, and obviously to try and disencourage them from taking that step.
Do you know, just talk.
Yeah.
That's the message, isn't it, really? I mean,
it is.
It'd be so... Just cut through the whole thing with, you know, just talk. If you've got problems, talk. Pick up the phone, talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
It's communication. And I speak to so many people that they feel, once they've talked about a problem, they feel so much better. And they tell the story of, I was feeling bad, now I'm feeling okay because I've spoken to someone.
This is at the very heart of what Samaritans do. Samaritans are always encouraging people to talk. And it may sound simple on the face of it, but it's very difficult to do in practice. If you've been living with a situation, let's say, for many years, if you found that you're in difficulty, finding that you can't really get out of it, whatever that happens to be, maybe you want to keep it to yourself. Maybe you don't want other people to know. But that only leads you down what is a very, very slippery slope towards an end that, you know, you don't want to contemplate. Samaritans encourages people to talk. Now, this could be... sometimes talking to a complete stranger is better than talking to your closest friend because you are possibly more open to... saying all those things that are on your mind. It's a fine line. It's a very fine line. We find that it's particularly difficult for men to open up and talk about their feelings, and that has been the case for many, many years. The Office for National Statistics publishes data on suicide. The latest data available is from 2 years ago, so that's 2022. In 2022, 5,642 suicides took place in England and Wales. That was about just between 10 and 11 in 100,000, which doesn't sound very much on the face of it, but it's 5,642 people who unfortunately lost their lives by their own hand.
Is it fair to point out that they are all ages, they're all abilities, they're all come from all walks of life? It doesn't just happen to people of a certain age or people that are doing a certain job. It's everyone that can be affected by this.
Yes, absolutely right. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. Suicide is no respecter of age. It's no respecter of occupation. It's no respecter of status. It could happen any time. Around three quarters of the deaths that I mentioned were actually male deaths. And of that, the age group that was most affected by suicide were those 90 or over. Now, we all have this image of, you know, the stressed out businessman maybe who was, you know, finding life tough because he hasn't hit that deal or whatever, and he jumps out of the apartment window. It can hit anybody, and I'd like to stress that. It could hit absolutely anybody. Although three quarters of the deaths were males, obviously that leaves one quarter were female. The age range for female deaths, the highest rate of age range, 50 to 54.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's narrowed down.
It is. And when you start to dig deep and look at the reasons for why people take their own life, they are so many. They are so varied. The most recent high-profile one, of course, was Graham Thorpe, who played cricket for England for many years. He was at the top level of his sport for over a decade, played in 100 tests, which is an absolutely fantastic achievement, faced some of the world's fastest bowling, and on the 4th of August, unfortunately, he jumped in front of a train, didn't recover from his injuries, and he had suffered for many years, particularly since giving up cricket, and I think in the end, it took its toll.
It's one of the things that I really don't like hearing is when people say, oh, why would he take his own life? He's got a wonderful life. I bet he's loaded. And you think, yeah, but you don't know what it's like to stand in his shoes. He
no.
might be loaded, but it doesn't mean to say that, you know, he's not, you know, free of struggles.
We all have struggles. It doesn't matter who we are. Every single day, life itself can be very, very difficult sometimes. It doesn't matter if, as I say, you're a, you know, you're a well-known face. Another well-known face, of course, was Robin Williams, and he took his own life. It doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter what our perceptions of your life are. The fact is that you are the person living it. You are the person who knows what's happening in your life. You are the person, if you're struggling, you are the person that knows what those struggles feel like. And it's important that people talk about that. It's important that people try and open up to what they're experiencing, what they are going through. And this is what Samaritans encourages. World Suicide Prevention Day, yes, I have to agree with you that it should be longer than a day. Because you highlight it for a day, and then on the next day, you're not highlighting it, it goes away.
Yeah.
It should be constantly a source of saying, well, look, this is an issue, this is a problem, particularly among men, although, you know, obviously women take their own life as well. But it's about bottling up those feelings. It's about keeping things to yourself. We try and encourage people not to do that. We try and encourage people to ring us, call us, email us, tell us what's on your mind so that we can help and support you.
Just remind everybody what the number is. If you're thinking now, you know, that you've got a struggle, you might be thinking because of, you know, cutbacks and the how are we going to pay our electric bill because of the cost now, you might not be getting certain help and so on. You might be sat there thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through. So, you know, you then go on a spiral. So if you are going to go on a spiral, if you do go on a spiral, just remember you've got one number to think of, to give that person a call, give the group of people a call. And, you know, they're not going to pay your bills. They're not going to, you know, but they will listen and they will talk you through it.
Absolutely. That is what Samaritans are all about. The number that we encourage people to call in those circumstances is 116-123. And it won't cost you anything. You can ring anywhere in the UK and we'll pick up the phone and we will listen.
I've got to be honest, whenever I hear of, you know, anybody that has taken their life, my first thoughts are that obviously the family and the people that they're leaving behind. The second thought is always, how must they have been, what was going through their mind? You know, weren't people aware of their struggles? Weren't people aware that they could, you know, just nip round and say, hey, look, let's talk about it? That's the first thing. And I think, you know, I feel sorry that they're in that zone of they've got to take their own life. And
yes,
there's no way out for them. I just think that's incredibly sad.
It is, you're right. People get into a kind of bubble, I guess, with these things. You know, they find that there's no way out. They find that every single day when they wake up in the morning, their struggles are there constantly with them and they cannot find a solution. We're not promising to find that solution for them at Samaritans. What we will do is we will encourage people to talk to us. We will encourage people to say, what's on your mind? What is it that's troubling you? Talk to us. Let us try and support you as best we can through this very, very difficult time that you're facing.
Are you surprised at the lack of, how can I put it? The lack of support, if you like. I mean, you've got to go and fundraise and you've got to raise every penny you can to, so that you can do what you do. The lack of, it's a day. The lack of it being out there with, you know, full backing of media and making sure that people don't feel that there's a stigma attached, there's help at hand. Are you surprised at the lack of support from, you know, national media? I won't say local media, because I think you get support from us, obviously, and you get support from other medias as well. But the whole the big story, I'm fed up of hearing about, you know, in the news, they're worried about X, Y, and Z, which isn't really a massive worry, but it's trendy. But they're not talking about suicide enough to make people think, hey, look, there is some help, there is some assistance.
Yes, that's right. It's use the word trendy, and I would totally agree with you. The problem we have, I think, is that every single government that we have has tended to put this particular issue on the back burner. Despite, you know, whatever promises they make when they are after your vote, it's never a priority. It's never enough of a priority for them. Now, on speaking of governments, obviously we've recently had a change of government, and we now have a Labour government. But the Labour government, interestingly enough, has promised in the King's Speech to recruit 8,500 new mental health staff during its first term. And this new force will be specially trained to support those at risk of suicide. This is what they say. They have also pledged to provide mental health professionals in every school, as well as establishing Young Futures Hubs, providing access to mental health services for children and young people in every community. And obviously the first thing that springs to mind is, how are they going to be able to afford this? How are they going to fund this? That's an issue for the government, of course, but they've got to follow up on their promises. They've got to follow up on their pledges. These things have to come into being, because it's no good just approaching it half-heartedly or even not at all, because that mental health crisis that we are experiencing will only get worse. it will get worse. It will have an effect on far many more people than is the current situation.
That's absolutely true. And when you think of, we're probably talking about mental health more now than we've ever talked about mental health over the last X amount of years, because there's lots of different ways that young people, and they take that into adulthood and grow up, they take problems with them and so on. So this is only going to get worse, so we've got to put something in place. We've got to put some kind of assistance, some kind of help out there, because otherwise this will get, if it's not already, out of control, where people's health, people's mental health is just a problem every single day.
Yes.
And I say we've got to do something, and it's time we sat up and really took notice, and maybe instead of pushing people away and saying, oh, come on, pull yourself together, maybe it's time for talk and understanding how people think. I mean, go back 20-30 years, I might have been one of those people that could, come on, pull yourself together, but now you realise how complex life is. And it's been made more complicated by a number of things, like, your social media, that doesn't help. That really doesn't help. I mean, tip for the day, I say this an awful lot, switch off your social media for a week and see how you feel in a week's time.
Yes.
You might miss it. You might think, I'm not being controlled, and I'm not, you might put a post out there and think, oh, I didn't get any likes. No one likes me. You won't have that to deal with. Just switch it off.
It's good advice, absolutely good advice. We have become so reliant on our computers, our phones, those people, whoever they are, at the other end of that connection. We like to be liked, but it brings with it a whole series of problems. And if that's not happening, I'll go so far as to say adulation isn't there, that we are receiving back, it makes us feel, well, how does it make us feel? It makes us feel unwanted, it makes us feel lost, left out, all those kind of things.
A so, negative impact.
Yes, it absolutely can do that. Speaking of funding, if I may mention the Isle of Wight Marathon, which is taking place on the 6th of October. We have a group...
You're not going to ask me to run it, are you?
No. No, you're quite safe. You're quite safe. We do have a group of people who are running it on behalf of Samaritans. Unfortunately, they've kind of experienced this to some degree, because a friend of theirs committed suicide, took their own life some while back. So they are running it on behalf of Samaritans, trying to raise money for us, which is an absolutely fantastic thing to do. And they are Kat, David, Rich and Sophie. And they will be running as a team in aid of Samaritans on the 6th of October. Now, they have set up a Just Giving page, which is called Team Tuesday Samaritans. So if you go onto Just Giving, search for Team Tuesday Samaritans, you'll find it.
Brilliant. Can you send me the link and send me the details, and we will put something on the website as well?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
And maybe we could get some of these heroes to come in and talk about either before. But let's be honest, it'd be better if they come in before, because then we can plug it, promote it, and make as much money as we possibly can for the Samaritans, and also come back afterwards. After a couple of days when they've recovered from the aching joints and so on.
Absolutely. I will pass that on. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. And I think it must be, just a message to people out there. I think to myself, if there was someone close to me that sadly wanted to take their own life and they didn't say anything, you just think, how sad that they didn't reach out. So if you know somebody that is struggling, if you know somebody that is really, really struggling, close to the edge, reach out. Don't ignore them. Because I think we're, especially blokes, they're very good at just thinking and burying their heads in the sand and thinking, oh, I don't know what to say to you, so I'm not going to say anything. Well, just open up a conversation.
Yes. It really, really is excellent advice. We cannot get that message out there enough. Talking about things does help. And men, as you say, are traditionally not good at that, but we would just encourage people of all ages, men, women, just talk to, just just to open that conversation, just get that conversation going, you might just do some good.
And if you've been one of those people that have been listening to this conversation, whether it's live today or you're listening to a recording of it, and you think, I went through that and I got some help and I come out the other side, you are probably going to be perfect to help out with the Samaritans.
Absolutely.
So how do they get involved?
If you look up Samaritans on the internet, you can get a link to the Isle of Wight Samaritans page, and on there there will be all the details that you need to get in touch with us. Just apply to us for, you know, to volunteer. There's all kinds of volunteering positions, not just listening on the phones. There's all kinds of volunteering positions. If you want to help out with Samaritans, that's the thing to do. Just look on the internet, access the Isle of Wight Samaritans page. You'll find all the information there.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, Martin.
Pleasure.
And we will speak to you very soon, no doubt, and hopefully we'll speak to those runners as well.
I'll certainly pass that message on to them and try and get them in, yes.
Brilliant. And the details will be on our website later today.